Good morning, it's Friday, the 16th day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. A fall-like weekend of weather is forecast. Friday will be cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-60s. Saturday will also be cloudy with highs in the low 60s. Sunshine is expected to return on Sunday and highs will approach 70. Lows each night will be around 50. Now on with today's top stories. Residents of a Puyallup mobile home park that was scheduled to close come October will get more time to move and more money after coming to an agreement with the developer on Wednesday. Timberlane Partners bought the property for $6.5 million last year with plans to build about 230 apartments there. Meridian Mobile Estates residents met with Timberlane Partners on Tuesday to discuss their requests for additional relocation assistance money and more time to sell their homes and find housing elsewhere. The settlement is valued at over $600,000 and will give each household up to $21,500 in addition to $5,000 the developer had already promised. As part of the agreement, residents will now have until the end of January 2023 to move out of the mobile home park at 202 27th Avenue Southeast before the agreement. They were told they had to move by next month. More than 20 families were affected. Timberlane was not immediately reachable for comment about the agreement. A motorist driving north Wednesday afternoon on State Route 7 in Spanaway was shot at multiple times, according to the Washington State Patrol. The victim's vehicle was struck twice, but no one was injured. Troopers are now seeking help from the public to locate the gunman and the vehicle he was driving, the state police agency said in a news release. The shooting occurred about 1:45 p.m. near State Route 7 and Cross Base Highway. Witnesses described the Audi driver as a white man with facial scars and dark hair. A passenger was in the car with him, and she was described as a white woman with red and yellow hair. Anyone with information should contact Detective Travis Calton at 360-918-4032. Three Seahawks seasons, 3 years. Jamal Adams is out injured. Seattle put their $70 million safety on injured reserve Thursday, 3 days after he tore a quadriceps tendon and injured his knee in the team's season-opening win over the Denver Broncos. He will miss at least the next 4 games, per the NFL's rules for IR. The Seahawks have yet to confirm he is having surgery. An NFL source told the News Tribune that the decision still was going through multiple medical opinions and reviews Thursday afternoon. But the nature of his injuries, the likelihood of surgery, how distraught Adams was inside the locker room during Monday night's game after he got hurt and comments from teammates such as quarterback Geno Smith and wide receiver DK Metcalf strongly suggest Adams will miss the final 16 games of Seattle's season. The Seahawks signed cornerback Tease Tabor off the Atlanta Falcons practice squad to take Adams' place on the active roster. A 53-year-old man arrested this week and charged Thursday in the September 4th murder of a Tacoma woman allegedly drove the gunman to and from the scene of the fatal shooting, court records say. LaShawn Danny Miles was charged in Pierce County Superior Court with 2 counts of second-degree murder in the killing of a 58-year-old woman, who has not been publicly identified. Bail was set at $1.5 million. Miles has previously been convicted in California of kidnapping and robbery in 1990 and armed robbery in 1997, according to prosecutors. He was also convicted in Tennessee of unlawful possession of a firearm and unlawful possession of a controlled substance in 2010. According to charging documents, the suspect who fired the fatal gunshot has not been arrested. A 42-year-old man was fatally shot Thursday morning outside a business on the Tacoma Tideflats, according to police. The killing is being investigated as a homicide. No one has been arrested. Few details have been released. It's unclear what led up to it. Tacoma Police Department responded about 10:25 a.m. to the 1500 block of St. Paul Avenue for a report of a shooting, according to a tweet from the department. There, officers located a man with a gunshot wound. Tacoma has now had 36 homicides in 2022. At this time last year, the city had 20 reported homicides. Is it too expensive to build affordable apartments in Tacoma now? One builder suggests it is. A Tacoma apartment project that was approved in May for a 12-year tax break in exchange for a percentage of rent-restricted units has switched to an all-market-rate development with only an 8-year break. The move, which passed on a voice vote, was not universally approved at Tuesday's city council meeting. Council member Sarah Rumbaugh voted against it. Cornice House LLC, representing Great Expectations of Seattle, has plans to build an 8-story, 199-unit building at 2502 Pacific Avenue. The 12-year multifamily property tax exemption requires 20% of units be set aside as affordable at 70% Pierce County AMI for 12 years. The 8-year MFTE does not have any affordability requirements. The city's Community and Economic Development Action Memo accompanying the council agenda noted rising interest rates and rising construction costs compelled the developers to revert to an all-market rate project. Many have been following Amtrak's recent union news in hopes that their routes would not be suspended as a potential worker strike was warned. Amtrak suspended West Coast train services on Thursday as workers threatened to strike on Friday, September 16, according to previous reporting from McClatchy. Trains across the country were affected as the Freight Railroad Worker Union sought to find an agreement with their employers. But on Thursday, a tentative agreement was made, halting the potential strike and further train cancellations. For Amtrak riders in Washington state, the Amtrak Cascades tweeted how routes will be affected on Friday, quote, "Amtrak Cascades trains between Seattle and Eugene will run normally. The long-distance trains, Coast Starlight and Empire Builder, will resume Friday. All affected customers are being notified." End quote. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.